And there's your long block of some hard rock and roll and some shoegaze thrown in there somewhat. Let's go through. We just heard that was Poison Ruin with Eidolon. Really cool tune. I've really been digging Poison Ruin as of lately. Before Poison Ruin was A Crime in Antarctica. Really cool tune. Just discovered them just a few weeks ago, actually. That was Dehydrated. Before Crime in Antarctica was CS Cleaners. Of course, you know, they're coming up real fast in the scene. And that was the song It Lives. Before CS Cleaners was Literally Nobody with the song Aura. And we started that block with Field Trip and the song Burning Out. How about we get back into some punk rock? Why don't we? This will be our last block here on Maximum Rock and Roll this week. But yeah, let's do a little bit of punk rock now. Get back into some more standard punk. So here about this one. Here's Chop Saw, Cosmic Joke. And that's it for us here on Maximum Rock and Roll. Let's go through and we just heard there in that last block of some punk rock for you. That was Dan Spencer with a brand new song, Sin of Loneliness. Before Dan Spencer was Goldfish Chasm, the song Rock and Roll. Before Goldfish Chasm was another brand new one from MK Ultras. The song was Chrome Crusher. I really love MK Ultras. They really do a good job of some old school punk rock. And we started that block with the great Chop Saw and the song Cosmic Joke. And yeah, like I said, that's going to do it for us. Let's go through our credits here before we end the show. If you'd like to listen to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, go to MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. If you'd like to send your music to Maximum Rock and Roll, please send one copy of vinyl, CD, or cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. Find us on X, Instagram, and Facebook. Subscribe and rate Maximum Rock and Roll Radio wherever you find your podcasts. And if you'd like to donate to keep Maximum Rock and Roll Radio going, please go to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. And now let's end appropriately, seasonally here with a anti-Zionist tune from our friends in Spruce Pine, North Carolina. And this song is Gunfire Over Ruins. And this is Revolution Radio. Catch you next week on Max. I'll catch you next time. But yeah, catch us next week on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. And thanks a lot. We'll catch you next time. Here's Revolution Radio.
Tear on them city streets. across that border fence into West Bank land, where everybody there could use a helping hand. South African apartheid and the Berlin Wall. And maybe one day this wall will fall, from the Gaza Strip to the Dead Sea, in a land where we wonder who's really free. I see people like you, I see people like me. I wonder if peace is a possibility. Yeah, I wonder if peace is a possibility.
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
This is Bird Note.
An evening baseball game isn't the only thing illuminated by the bright stadium lights. High in the air, countless flying insects are drawn to them. And those insects are a perfect snack for the game's avian attendees. Common nighthawks swoop with their wide mouths open to hoover up the flying insects under the lights, performing aerial stunts over the athletes on the ground. Common nighthawks belong to the nightjar family, a group of birds with long wings and big mouths that are adept at hunting in the air. Nighthawks have gray and brown feathers that help them blend in on the ground. In the sky, though, these birds stand out. Vertical white wing stripes glow bright even at dusk and dawn, when they're most active. To show off for potential mates, male nighthawks use a display called booming. They dive so that air makes a loud boom as it passes over their wings.
Hot dogs! Yeah, hot dogs!
The next time you're enjoying your snacks at the game, just know that the birds are enjoying theirs, too. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is sponsored by 7-year-old Quinn Sedgley, who wants everyone to help birds and wildlife.